106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, joined by the staff of Mountain FM and also two members of the Mountain Improv Alliance. We've got Gord Elser and Marcus Williams. How are you both doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, thanks.
Marcus, you're pretty new. You just sort of joined here in September. How are you liking the experience so far?
It's awesome. I'm really enjoying it. It's something new, and it's just a good way to get laughs.
What about improv do you like so much? Like, what's sort of the appeal to
I think
you?
It's just because it really just kind of increased my ability to think on the spot.
Gord, I mean, you've been a member for a while. You've done a number of shows with the group, and we're moving into a brand new venue at Arts Place. Are you as stoked as I am to get in there?
Totally. Like, I was there for Creative Combat, and it's a great space, and I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's what our community's needed for a while, and I'm looking forward to playing the venue.
So we're going to introduce a couple of new members. We're kind of building it as a graduation show for the workshop, just because we've been working hard the last couple of months. Introduce a few new members like Marcus onto the stage, and we'll be just playing some games and hopefully having some good laughs there. Because we're moving to Arts Place, we're doing a new ticket venue. We're using Arts Place as our box office. So artsplacecanwer.com to get your advance tickets. We've sold out our shows in the past, some of them, so probably recommend you get those tickets sooner rather than later. I think we're going to do a little improv here. One thing we've been working on is long-form improv, and that's just basically just taking a one-word suggestion and creating an entire interesting scene out of that. So let's see. We're going to do a scene inspired by the word World Cup.
All right.
World Cup.
Well, team, we've been preparing for this moment all season.
We have, Coach. I'm pretty nervous, I have to admit.
You know, these guys, they're bigger, they're stronger, but they're not as intelligent as us.
That's right. We can use our smarts to win this game.
Are we using the skis with wheels, or are we going to be using our regular skis?
I haven't decided that yet. The game plan is still up in the air, but we'll have to play off of what they're doing, I think.
This new sport of competitive skiing, two teams on the snow at one time, it's really weird. I mean, it's so new.
I love contact skiing. It's just great.
Yeah, the poles really, this add to the sport, makes it way more exciting.
Size would matter then. Like, I mean, how do we stack up against the other team? Are we going to do okay? Or, like, do we wear pads or what?
Well, team, I think, do you know what? What we can do is we can use our poles. They may be bigger, so they're going to be throwing the elbows and the bodies around, but we can just whip the poles whoosh, and just at their ankles or whatnot.
What about, like, stabbing them in the eye? Is that acceptable?
Ooh,
in this
good
matchup?
One. Yeah. I like that.
I think Gord, you'll have to blind the referee, and then Rob, go for the stab.
Like, blind him, like, with my poles? Stabbing the referee in the eyes?
Why not? Consistency. If we're going to use the poles, let's use them.
Awesome.
Isn't that against the rules, though, Coach? I'm just saying.
Well, not if the ref can't see.
Okay, yeah, I guess that works, yeah.
But the venue, like, we're doing this inside of Arts Place as well, and won't it be a little crowded, and won't we wreck things if we're doing this inside of Arts Place?
It is a little weird that they put snow inside the theater space for us to do this World Cup matchup. I mean, you'd think an outdoor venue would have been a better idea for this.
I think I spoke to the staff there, and it's part of a creative piece as well. This is not just athletics, but this is also art.
So this was your idea going inside.
Yeah, we did a lot of collaborating on this, and I'm really looking forward to this team.
Like, we didn't even get to vote on that.
Do you vote on art? Do you, Gord?
No, I don't. All right, you're the coach.
Yeah, we better listen to him or he'll stab us in the eye with a pole again.
It's my strategy.
Are you sharpening the poles for us before? Do we have to do that ourselves?
No, I'll do that. I'll handle that for you guys so you can focus for the match.
Awesome. And do we have, like, bulletproof goggles, or, like, are we going in just free and easy without our eyes covered?
Bullet-resistant goggles. Not proof. The budget can do it all the way.
Resistant.
100% proof, yeah.
Okay.
This World Cup has gotten so violent. All right, so there we go. Our one-word suggestion, an organic scene. Mountain Improv Alliance presenting Class Dismissed, a great show at Arts Place, Thursday night, October 29th. Grab your tickets, artsplacecanwer.com. Gordon Marcus, looking forward to doing the show with you guys on Thursday.
Same, Rob.
Thanks.
There we go. All right, so we're going to play a game here called the Alphabet Game. So we're going to try it as a three-person scene. Normally we do it with two people, so this will be interesting. It's basically every sentence has to start with the next letter of the alphabet. So the first sentence has to start with a word with the letter A, then B, then C, and so on. Let's get a suggestion here. We're going to use our online generator for a location. That's a weird one. It
says hobo rail.
What is it?
A hobo rail car?
Almost missed the train this morning.
Because you forgot your sack.
Can't we just get a job and make some money rather than just riding trains across the country?
Don't you know you don't need a job?
Everyone knows this.
For real?
Goodness, men. Come on, you got the brochure.
How about we just take this train as far as we can go?
I don't know if that's really a good idea, guys. I'm thinking we should settle down at some point.
Just settle down. You'll see that it's all going to work out just fine.
Kansas City is the next stop. Let's get off there.
Let's reconsider, guys, whether we want to continue this lifestyle. I'm sorry.
Man, I love Kansas City. I'm in for this lifestyle. Like,
No. I'm putting a stop to this right now. At least I'm leaving the hobo rail car group. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Gord, looks like it might just be us. Let's try and convince him to stay on.
Please, just stay. I'll let you sleep with my dog for the night to keep you warm.
Quit trying to bribe me with snuggling with your dog. You know that works every time, but I'm standing my ground now.
Really? I can't believe when you really dig your heels in, it slows this train down.
Stop arguing.
Trains are the only way to go, and this is a pretty sweet lifestyle that we have.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll ride it out with you one more time to Kansas City.
Very good. I'm tickled.
Well, it's settled.
Exactly. I agree. It's settled.
You always give in. You're such a softy, man.
Zounds.
Zowie.
All right, cool.